Much of the debate between Congressman Frank Ginta and former Congresswoman Carol Shea Porter was an argument of who should and should not receive federal tax dollars. This was highlighted when the candidates were asked how they would address the rising cost of energy.
Government cannot be picking and choosing who gets a subsidy and who doesn't.
Ginta says the government shouldn't pick winners and losers, and the free market, he says, should determine what alternative energy options are available. Carol Shea Porter accused Ginta of being in the pocket of big oil companies.
If he says you shouldn't be picking winners and losers, then I would like to know why he's not continuing subsidies and tax credits for alternative renewable energy and yet votes to increase them and continue them for oil companies and others.
Ginta then challenged Shea Porter to cite specific legislation.
You have not been helpful to the renewable energy, but by
the way,
this is my
time. What subsidies are you talking about?
It's just false.
Shea Porter referred to the House Republican budgets.
I have to say, at least the president... For the interest of time, can you address, does the House Republican budget include oil and gas subsidies? Because that's the charge that Ms. Shea Porter is making.
It does not.
The House budgets for fiscal years 2011 and 2012 maintained existing tax deductions and so-called loopholes for oil and gas companies, totaling in about $4 billion annually. Both budgets passed the House, and Congressman Ginta voted for both. Another exchange between candidates addressed the so-called fiscal cliff and sequestration, the automatic and drastic spending cuts that would, in part, gut the defense budget if Congress doesn't pass an alternative deficit reduction plan. Shea Porter was quick to blame Ginta and other Tea Party Republicans for refusing to raise the debt ceiling, which, she says, pushed Congress into passing sequestration.
Certainly, Mr. Ginta has put the shipyard and the defense industry at risk, many, many thousands of jobs.
Ginta sought to distance himself from his vote for sequestration.
Sequester has turned out to be a terrible idea. I think most people would agree with that.
But he says the House had already passed a few bills that are meant to prevent those cuts and put the ball in the Senate's court. Near the end of the debate, the candidates were challenged to describe their economic philosophy in 140 characters, the length of a tweet.
Pro-growth economic principles, predictability for job creators and entrepreneurs, and reducing federal government and oversight into our personal and business lives.
Over the limit by 25 characters.
Pro-growth economic principles, working hard to support industry, both small business and large.
44 characters in change. For NHPR News, I'm Ryan Lessard.